Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It's November 27th. We are here to talk WWE SmackDown. It's the Fightful Post Show. I am joined by Jeremy Lambert. Man, he's going to be one night Lambert before long. No, nothing newsworthy coming out of Raw or SmackDown. I remember the good old days. We required like six people to cover an episode of SmackDown, Jeremy.
I'm doing AEW on my own, and that's like seven articles as it is. So that's enough for the week right there. AEW's always given articles, so I'm fine taking Raws and SmackDowns off.
Well, guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications. But if you want to get your question or statement in, send a super chat. That'll get it done for you. Got some stuff that happened this week, guys. I dropped an interview with Kenny Omega. That's a pretty big interview. We were there talking about his Redcon 1 line, and we talked about him moving to heavyweight, how he had to physically transform. We talked about the AJ Styles heel turn, moving to America, changing his regimen up there. But we also did a thing where we had asked him to say nice things about AEW wrestlers. I'm just going to start doing that with everybody. It seems like it's being received really well. He said he almost had to retire in 2015. Lots of stuff in that interview. We went over 20 minutes, so check that out. And Jeremy, you've got something pretty interesting coming up next week.
It's the distraction season finale, similar to the Raw season finale, where we don't actually take time off, but we got the Japanese deathmatch legend Luther show on Tuesday.
I have been informed it is the original death dealer, Luther.
He yelled at Joseph for getting the for getting the nickname wrong.
Or as Joe refers to him, Lufer. Lufer.
He's British. Don't make fun of the man's accent, Sean.
I love it. I got to see that early because I am me. But you guys are going to like that interview. Or more of a discussion than an interview.
It's not even an interview.
It's not an interview.
Luther's a third co-host at this point.
Luther has legit hit me up in the past and said, I really like their show. They troll me a lot, but I like their show.
He's the nicest dude. The absolute nicest dude. Everyone should hopefully enjoy that. We went like an hour with Luther. Yeah. So everyone, that'll be 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Hope everyone enjoys that.
Guys, please remember, leave a thumbs up, all that good stuff. It's pretty evident right now. YouTube is not having us pop up in your notification, subscriptions, all that good stuff. So if you leave a thumbs up, that will help YouTube know that that's what you want to do. And donate those super chats. I'll plug Fightful Select a little bit later. But Throwback27 says, hope everyone was the head of their table. Had a good Thanksgiving. Thank you, Sean and Jeremy, for being amazing. Be thankful for your friends, family, and community we have. Because all this can change in a moment's notice. That it can. Hope you had a good one, Throwback. Jobber says, hey, Sean and Jeremy, hope you both had a great Thanksgiving as well as the Fightful family. Never gets old watching Mike Awesome versus Masato Tanaka. I actually just started to collect ECW loose figures, Jeremy.
I started a ECW Fed 1995 on TEW 2020. So we're both going to the extreme
here. That sounds pretty fun. You're going to have Scott Hall in 4 years coming out to the Fugees.
No, they got everyone stealing Rey Mysterio. They're stealing Psychosis. They're stealing Too Cold Scorpio from me. Just very sad. They're already depleting my roster.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Let's go ahead and get into SmackDown. Reminder, guys, I do post my match ratings and my blog up on Fightful Select early, but we're going to talk about the main event a little bit later and the segment that goes with it. So Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler beat the Street Profits, another non-title match. Ziggler, you know, that heat seeker Ziggler said fam. He said fam because, you know, Street Profits say fam, so he said it. And they make fun of him and say that he looks like Shawn Michaels. These promos were bad.
It's not good stuff. I love the Street Profits. Their promos don't do anything for me. Like, they just don't on the main roster. I like them in vignettes better. They're much more entertaining, much more natural doing those vignettes. The promos are just, let's crack a corny joke. We're up. Street Profits are up. We want the smoke. You didn't introduce me the proper way, by the way, Sean. You know, you got to call me the point god, and I can do my little intro. The ball is getting assisted because I'm the point god.
And you make the smoke because you smoke marijuana. Get it? Get it? Hot dog. I wish Bianca Belair was their mouthpiece. And a lot of people say, no, she needs to wrestle. She can do both.
She doesn't need to be their mouthpiece. They just need just more natural material. Like, yeah, that's it.
That's
let
fair.
Them do vignettes. Like, stop putting them in this cookie cutter WWE promo school.
Yeah. I'll say this. I love that Montez Ford is still selling his ribs. That is a great bit of continuity, but it would be better continuity if he stopped doing the frog splash while he's got injured ribs. We were joking about Hammerstone's injured ribs in the chat. Like, they're starting to Drew Brees Montez Ford. It's like, come on, man. Why? That doesn't make them look smart when that happens.
It don't make very any baby face look smart. So that's just par for the course over here.
Man, I'm going to need WWE to start doing better shows because we need the numbers. I can't afford to have our numbers drop because WWE isn't putting on worthwhile shows. But Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode win. We finally get to hear Robert Roode's music because he gets the pin. But Roode and Ziggler pinned the Street Profits, who pinned New Day, who pinned Hurt Business, who pinned New Day. So if that shows you what level everybody's on.
Can this schoolboy finish? I hate this finish. Absolutely hate it. They use it all the time in the 24/7 gimmick, whatever. They use it twice tonight. I'm convinced they were trolling me because I tweeted about it on Tuesday after AJ Hornswoggle beat Ethan Page with this move on Impact. Yeah. I don't get how a man is so surprised that he gets rolled up and then he stays down for 3 seconds. How are you that surprised off of this?
Buddy, I've been around the catch wrestling game for quite a while, and I ain't never seen anybody get pinned with a schoolboy yet.
He's standing up. Like, they're standing up, so you have to physically trip the man down and then put your weight on him and pin it. At least when Bianca did it, it looked good. Most of these times, it's like, let me just put my arm over your dick and then pin you for 3 seconds. It's not good. It sucks.
The idea is that it's supposed to be a trip, but it never is. It never is. The only good one that I've seen in wrestling, mainstream wrestling lately, is Ali's. He might have pinned Riddle. And when he went for it, he rolled his body over onto Matt Riddle's calves. And that applied enough weight. And that's the thing. If Matt Riddle gets pinned, he's also going to make sure that it at least looks good. He doesn't want to look bad either. Ali doesn't want to look bad. But that's the only one. And we've seen hundreds this year, Jeremy, just in the 24/7 division.
I mean, that's the only pin in the 24/7 division. I thought Bianca did that fairly well tonight. I will give her credit for using leverage and getting her weight over Natalya's legs and ankles and everything. Everyone else, it just looks so stupid. And they did it twice tonight, Sean. Two schoolboy finishes. Just garbage.
Evan Wright says, so excited for Deathmatch legend Luther. That is original Death Dealer Luther. It's an acronym for odd, just so you all know. I learned that today. Let's talk about this women's title program. Carmella is backstage, and she's doing her vignette, and she runs down Bayley and Sasha for having their little kid games, and then says that whenever she snaps, people jump, and she did it, and nothing happened. She does it again, and we see the boss Nux come into the frame. This is so corny and stupid, but I enjoyed it. I was like, okay, clever.
I liked it. I like Sasha Banks' portion of it. Carmella's promo was just, oh, I'm tired of appeasing the people, and now I don't like the people. It was a remix of the You People promo.
What people? She hit the bricks in April. She left in April and hasn't been around. She got a solid month of like, she has avoided the people at all costs. I don't get it.
Yeah, she came to a realization that the people suck. And that, you know, they're no longer there. And so she's like, I don't need to appease them anymore.
It doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense. Matthew Makovsky says, why is the women's champion getting 30 seconds? Well, that's a good question. I could stand for some more. I could stand for some more Sasha Banks. This is better than not having anybody on the show whatsoever, or not having her on the show at all to build it, but I didn't hate this, honestly. Not everybody's going to be featured heavily every time.
She's getting over, and so she can't be on the show as much. She's a big Mandalorian star now, so they can't have her on the show. I mean, it's a bridge program with Carmella. That's what it feels like. And I know, you know, it's a big drop from the Bayley program, but it's not a huge feud, unfortunately, for Sasha, because I think she should be doing better things. It's not a big feud, and so it doesn't get much television time.
Throwback sends a super chat. I can't make sense of it, but he says, fun trivia, who's the one WWE talent that has been on all three brands before this person was champion in 2020? I don't know if you mean that has been on all three brands but hasn't been a champion. I do not know the answer to that off the top of my head. But
Kevin Owens. He's been on all three brands this year.
Technically. We've got the Nerd Guru says, for your reference, Simon Miller of What Culture, who I love, has been keeping track of surprise roll-ups on the WWE MAME roster TV since February on Up and Downs. MAME roster is going to be the new butter disregard. Because that's what they do.
Yeah, they should name this roster.
The butter disregard for the call-ups being sent to the MAME roster. But I'm not surprised Simon does that. Simon does a lot of really, really great content. Why did they not let Billy Kay on commentary?
This should be her permanent role, right? Like, they just have her come in for 30 seconds every week and do the headshot bit. And she's great. She's fantastic at this. But, like, this should be her role. She should be on commentary for one match. I mean, honestly, the whole show. But if we just started at, like, one match a week or something, give me more Billy Kay. I don't ask for a lot. Just give me more Billy Kay.
I want to see more of her. I enjoy her every time, even though she's largely doing the same thing.
But she makes it entertaining. Like, she's doing the most she can with it.
Yeah. She's doing the best possibly. That given that material, and it ain't great material, but she's doing good with it. Sami Zayn defeated Daniel Bryan via countout. Sami is not that much of a heel in this promo. He's like, hey, white people mistreated Native Americans. Yeah, they did. Like, am I supposed to like dislike Sami for being honest about this? He's not. I mean, he's not. He's not unlikable right now. He's just honest and quite honest. And quite frankly, this is not that dissimilar to what Daniel Bryan was doing a couple years ago in pretty much the same role, Jeremy.
I mean, these are my favorite kind of heels, is heels that tell the truth and they're not actually bad people. They just, their delivery makes them sound like bad people. And that's what Sami Zayn is doing here. Not only like the America stuff, but he's right about Daniel Bryan. What has Daniel Bryan done to deserve any type of title shot or match with Sami Zayn? He lost at WrestleMania. He came back. He lost to Jey Uso. What has he done? He shouldn't be in this position.
And now I just look at him as he's really smart, because while Daniel Bryan was catching an ass whooping from Jey Uso backstage, Zayn sprints to the ring after a very physical match. Like, I saw Joe say that Daniel Bryan was taking back Brainbusters on the apron for the boys. He's reclaiming it. I admire that. This is a good physical match, which somehow was one-upped in the main event. Don't know how they managed that, but they did. I'll never get tired of seeing a Sami Zayn Blue Thunderbomb, but Sami's just looking really smart right now.
Do you know why they call it the Blue Thunderbomb, Sean Ross Sapp? Because this was asked on commentary, and then they never followed up with an actual answer.
No.
No? I researched this because I'm a professional who loves this business. Here's the answer that I found. It's called the Blue Thunderbomb because when you go to the mat, which is blue, you take 5d10 thunder damage, which is a Dungeons and Dragons reference. That is the best I could find on why it's called the Blue Thunderbomb. A professional, unlike Michael Cole, who doesn't research this stuff.
I mean, was Akiyama a Dungeons and Dragons guy?
I don't know. I don't know if Akiyama was Dungeons and Dragons guy.
I don't.
But that's the answer I'm going with. That's my favorite answer.
I just don't think that Akiyama probably played Dungeons and Dragons at all.
It's a good answer, though.
Where did you hear this?
It's on Twitter. Twitter's never lied.
Oh, goddamn. Akiyama's a 50-year-old man. He is not playing Dungeons and Dragons. There's no way. I'm going to need some evidence of this. Oh, my God.
I love this answer, though. This is now the reason that I'm using of why it's called the Blue Thunderbomb until Michael Cole or Corey Graves gives an actual answer and says it just says, oh, do you know the answer? Nope. And then they laugh. Why don't you provide some answers, you fools?
Unreal. Well, Kevin Owens saves Daniel Bryan backstage. We'll get back to that in a bit. But Big E and Apollo Crews are outstandingly playing paper basketball backstage. What the hell else are they there for? You know what? I respect these two for having the wherewithal to show off their athletic prowess in a manner that would get them featured on TV. And it worked, Jeremy.
Yeah, sure. This is fantastic use of Apollo Crews and Big E just hanging out backstage playing paper basketball.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to be doing on weeknights from now on. You're just going to pay me to play paper basketball. I'm fine with this.
Pretty much.
Good on them.
I've been doing that for quite a while at this point. Sami Zayn shows up and he trolls and talks about how he beat Apollo Crews via countout and talked about how long ago Big E had the Intercontinental title. I mean, I'm kind of interested in Big E after the Intercontinental title. I'm more interested in him after the big title, mainly because we've seen him with the Intercontinental title, but he ends up shaking Zayn's hand and like crushing it for 10 seconds. He was very entertaining here.
It's good. At least they're doing something with Big E because they've done absolutely nothing with him since the Sheamus feud. So an Intercontinental title feud is good. They're pulling the Intercontinental title in a lot of different directions, and I like that because more people should be chasing after this title. Feud shouldn't be as singular as they like them to be in wrestling. But, you know, Zayn's got his hands full now with Bryan and now Big E, and maybe Apollo Crews gets in there, even though he got tied up in the ropes last week or whichever week it was. So I like that more people are chasing the Intercontinental title, and I'm all for Big E actually getting time on television and getting something substantial that isn't, let me make jokes with the Street Profits.
As our friend Queen Sata said on Twitter, it's weaving a lot of people in and out of this story, and I dig that. I like that. It makes it seem like more people care about this championship, and that's what I like, because I thought for sure we would go straight to a title match with Daniel Bryan. One person would win, one person would lose, you move on to the next one. I'm all for this. I want more people to care about this championship. Bianca Belair defeated Natalya. Bayley's on commentary. That's really where the story is. And if they are going towards Bianca and Bayley, which it looks like they're doing because Bianca accidentally punched her, sign me up. I hope it's at TLC. I want it on a pay-per-view. I want a pay-per-view match between these two. And in the meantime, I want Bianca to win a few matches. I want Bayley to win a few matches. Then at the pay-per-view, I want a clean finish where one person beats another person. This match was a little bit foggy for my liking. Bianca won with that roll-up that you mentioned earlier. But if it sends us in the direction of Bayley and they don't screw it up, I'm happy.
You're asking for a lot here, Sean.
I know.
You're asking for a whole lot here. They mentioned the Peyton Royce stuff. I would imagine that we get Bayley and Peyton Royce on television in the coming weeks. And I'm with you. Bayley should just win. And, you know, maybe they do a little mini program. But yeah, just have these two women win and then fight at the pay-per-view. It doesn't seem that difficult, but they rarely do that. They rarely do that.
Nerd Guru says, this show wasn't good. Bianca shouldn't have used a roll-up to beat Natty. I'm sorry, but Natty ain't relevant. And then Mysterio's traded Seth for Corbin. We'll talk about that momentarily. Bianca should have won with her finish straight up in the middle of the ring.
Why isn't she whipping people with her hair anymore?
I wish.
That was such an awesome move. And then she hasn't used it. I don't think since she's been on the main roster. That ruled.
Yeah, it does.
If you have hair that long, you should definitely whip people with it.
Evan Wright says, I'm praying someday Raw and SmackDown take the AEW formula of opening with a hot match instead of a 10 to 20 minute monologue. Enjoy Roman, but my God, it's just never been their method, unfortunately. Starting with two people in the ring.
It's been their formula for two decades now. Ain't changing anytime soon.
Nerd Guru says, think we're getting KO and Bryan versus Roman and Jay at TLC? No, I think we'll probably get that on an episode of SmackDown, and we probably get KO versus Rowan or Roman at the Pape by the look of it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, Owens is doing some really good stuff right now, which we're going to get into. I think Throwback was referencing Leon Ruff. Yes, Throwback said, Leon Ruff is the answer, was on all three brands, destroyed, and is now probably ending 2020 as a champion. Billy Kay Undertaker video is awesome. Billy Kay is good at like everything she does. She's just really, really entertaining. And it's going a long way. She's making a spot for herself with like nothing.
Just give her more. Like instead of 30 seconds, give her 3 minutes.
This Corbin Buddy Murphy stuff.
You don't like it?
No, I don't at all.
Why?
Well, it's stupid.
So?
It's real stupid.
So? That's what, I mean, wrestling is a lot of times. You know, you whip a person into the ropes and they just run back and forth. That's kind
of
stupid.
I mean, you can make a little bit of sense of that. I mean, if you Irish whip somebody and you don't turn into the ropes, then your back is to them. If you don't run into the ropes, you're going to get tripped up. You're going to get clotheslined in the back of the head. You can make sense of all these things. I can do a full video on it. You ain't gonna pull that one on me here.
You pull somebody down with a schoolboy? It's kind of stupid.
Yes, it is. It is. It shouldn't be stupid. This is very stupid. Love is stupid, Jeremy.
How dare what? You're just hating on love. Again, I have no idea why. This personal attack on me and love is very offensive. I just want you to know that.
Evan Wright says, that Murphy versus Corbin match was shockingly bad. I'll tell you what was shockingly bad. Corbin, his delivery, first off, not shockingly bad, just bad. We're not shocked by that anymore. But he's there talking trash to this Mysterio family, and they stare at him in disdain like there ain't three of them there. Like there aren't three pro wrestlers there. They could just light up Baron Corbin's ass.
They're tiny men, Sean.
Yeah, they're tiny men.
Baron Corbin ain't worried about these men.
Oh, my God. Please, guys, donate Super Chats so I can be queued up to get Jeremy to say more ridiculous shit like this. Dustin Palaz says,
how small Rey Mysterio is compared to Baron Corbin? You just jab him real quickly. No issues.
Dustin Palaz says, last week I was genuinely interested in seeing Corbin and Zayn team together. This week we just get Rude and Ziggles versus Street Profits again, and I'm uninterested. Yeah, they have a bad habit of just making everything so womp, womp, womp. Mysterio's, both of them, two of four of the Mysterios hop up on the apron and keep distracting him. I will say I'm glad that Cole was not insulting our intelligence, and he's like, yeah, I kind of see why Corbin's pissy about this.
Yeah, Corbin was the baby face in this match.
By far. Like,
Mysterios were a bunch of dicks. They thought they were being celebrating family and stuff. No, it's a family that comes over. They ruin your Thanksgiving party by just eating all the food and being dicks. But they think they're the good people because they brought the food. You brought it and then you ate it all. You didn't share it all. Get out of here, Mysterio family. And by the way, Corbin was making good points on you hated this man. This man is trying to take your daughter out. You're worried about your daughter. He helped blind you. He helped blind you. But then he beat Seth Rollins. You're like, he's all right.
He's all right with me.
He's all right.
Cyclops is better than Wolverine, says Ray family was the worst part of Raw, now SmackDown. They're heels, man. Evan Wright says best baby face in the business, comments incoming.
Yeah.
I think we should refer to Baron Corbin as Japanese deathmatch legend Baron Corbin.
What a gimmick that would be for him.
Honestly, it'd be a very good gimmick for him. Yeah,
that'd be awesome. His gimmick in NXT was just he just hated independent wrestlers. So.
Oh, my favorite was when he told Apollo Crews to go back to ROH, who had never been to ROH. But to me, it was perfect because why would he know?
Yeah.
Wilson, you sent the game-winning email at the buzzer, avoiding a 4:55 meeting on everyone's calendar. How did you do it?
I got a huge assist from Grammarly, an AI writing partner that helped me make my point.
96% of Grammarly users say that it helps them craft more impactful writing. Would you agree?
Grammarly helped adjust my tone to navigate tough work conversations. And it works everywhere I write, so I can quickly communicate effectively.
Your teammate used Grammarly to summarize an important document, making a three-pointer. How did he do it?
It only took one click. When everyone uses Grammarly, everything just makes sense.
You made an incredible slam dunk to end the game. The meeting was canceled, and your team will go home champions. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to download it for free. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm fine with the Japanese deathmatch legend Baron Corbin. I think we should pitch this. We should run it up the flagpole and see what we can do with it.
It would have been really bad if he said, go back to FIP, Apollo. Go back to Full Impact Pro.
He's going to start telling people, when I was in FMW doing exploding C4 matches and no rope barbed wire matches, you know, eye for an eye. I lost more than an eye in FMW. That's what we need from Baron Corbin.
The Nerd Guru says, I really hope the heart of this feud is that Ray is still mad that Corbin tossed him off a building and we get an off-the-roof match.
I don't remember that.
They still have the headquarters, I believe. So, I mean, they could still do it. They could still do it.
They don't remember that they did that. It tossed him off of a roof onto a second roof.
So, Corbin tells the Mysterios that he's going to be prepared next week when he gets his rematch with Buddy Murphy. I hope this means that the two forgotten sons that aren't fuck ups get their time. Because I mean, one, I think they'd be great with. I don't know if they'd be great with Corbin. I don't know if anything Corbin does is going to be great, but I think they would fit in really well. More of like a biker group, like a Harley riding group than whatever they were doing with Chad Lale. And also, they worked very hard for very long and should not have that thrown away because they got one guy messing up.
Is this where you think it's going, potentially, Forgotten Sons? Because when Corbin was like, I'll be more prepared next week, I just assumed he meant, you know, he's going to get back into the gym, get shots up, do some tape study and everything. Like, all right, they're attacking me from this angle and this angle. I got to have eyes in the back of my head and everything. I thought that's all it meant. I didn't think he was actually going to bring anybody in because he's a babyface. What's he bringing people in for?
He's gonna take some of that Kenny Omega Redcon 1 pre-workout. Go check out my interview with Kenny Omega. Oh, man. Yeah, I hope that those two Forgotten Sons get an opportunity. I really do. I just don't think it's fair what they went through. Evan Wright says, go back to WXW, Apollo. Yeah. I interviewed the owner of WXW in Toronto, and it never saw the light of day. I was given a kitchen to do the interview with, and we haphazardly threw up a black drape, and it just did not work. It just did not work at all. So maybe that'll be a Fightful Select relaunch exclusive, because boy, was it a trash fire. Cyclops is better than Wolverine, says Aaliyah is a bad influence on her family. Yeah, she kind of is.
Well, she's a 19-year-old girl. What else is she supposed to be?
She's out here of the table.
She's out here doing TikTok videos and, you know, pissing everybody off.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. TikTok videos. Jesus.
They're no good, Sean. They're banned. TikTok videos are banned.
They're banned? All right.
Yeah.
Caleb Maldonado says, they mentioned Corbin as the lone wolf for some reason as he entered the ring, so SRS might be onto something here. Yeah, lone wolf has to find their wolf pack eventually. He's going to do his...
Are you going to need Kevin Nash coming in? I wish. So.
That'd be great. That'd be really
He'd launch
great.
Ray into the trailer again. They love doing those
Ray
callbacks.
Ray Trailer? Are they bringing back Ray Trailer? Is that a hint? Did you ever hear...
Callbacks. To spots 30 years ago. So Nash, Lon, Dart, and Ray into the side of the trailer would be perfect.
People asking where Lars Sullivan is. I don't know. I'm going to find out.
His shirt off and you can't find it.
Did you ever see the clip of Kevin Nash watching Jim Cornette talk about how he had to teach Kane to be the fake Diesel?
No.
And Jim Cornette's like, I taught him all the moves. He's only got 5 moves. He's got elbows in the corner. He's got sidewalk slam. He's got the hair flip. And Kevin Nash is like, I got the squisher. I got the squisher. And Cornette's like trashing him for not having any moves. And Sean Oliver goes, well, what would be your 6th move if you had one? And Kevin Nash goes, probably teabagging Jim Cornette.
Dude, Kevin Nash rules. I could watch him do shoot interviews all day because I believe every word this man says. He could lie about anything and I'd be like, yeah, you know what? Kevin Nash probably did do that.
That's what my abandoned comrade, Nikita Krylov fan, said. We were talking about a series of shoot interviews. He's like, man, I believe what he says.
Yeah.
He's like, why is he, what does he have to lose at this point? But that is an all-time great shoot interview clip. Kevin Nash, it's him watching Jim Cornette with Sean Oliver and like, he's calling for Jim Cornette. He's like, I got the side slam. And then Cornette goes, sidewalk slam. It's perfect. It's one of the best.
Old glory, sidewalk slam.
Brian Chair says, his Cornette impression is spot on. Well, we're from the same geographic location, buddy. It ain't that hard. Goddamn. Well, we've reached, I think, the main event. We've hit the main event. Opening promo, Roman Reigns is fantastic as usual. Jimmy Uso's hyped. He's excited because his cousin won a match, and he helped him. He's like, hell yeah, I'm in the good graces. We're ready to make this happen. But Reigns interrupts him and shows a video package. And normally I think this is super lame, Jeremy. But when Roman Reigns does it, he's proving a point. He's like, he's making sure everybody sees that his cousin is a screw-up and needs him. His cadence, his tone, his volume, everything's perfect with this guy.
This is about the only person who can get away with the let's take a look deal. Like, because everyone else who does it, super corny and forced and just lame. But when Reigns does it, you're right. It's like he's scolding his child of like, look, this is what you did. Or he's a coach in practice. But let's take a look at this tape. Do you see how you messed up here? Like, you let the wide receiver get behind you. You screwed this up. Go run some laps. Go do some suicides and stuff. That's what it feels like with Roman Reigns. It doesn't feel like it's a, hey, here's a recap video of what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's working really, really well. he has this great line. He's like, "Do I look like a little bitch waiting for scraps from Thanksgiving?" I'm like, "Oh God, he's so
Sean,
good."
Sean, are you a little bitch who waited for scraps for Thanksgiving?
We had ham. What'd you have?
I had turkey today and ham, or I had turkey yesterday, ham today.
Not a big turkey guy. I mean, we're just, yeah. I'll eat it if somebody has it prepared. I actually like mine a little bit drier, if that makes any sense.
You would love my mom's turkey then. Yeah. Don't turn that the wrong way. But the turkey was very dry.
Well, anyway, Roman Reigns tells Kevin Owens, or tells Jey Uso later on, you need to make these people respect you, and you got to make them fear you. To me, they don't necessarily go hand in hand, but that's what I like about this. To me, there's being feared and there's being respected. But I love that Roman Reigns is like, oh no, those are the same thing, because that's a very heel thing. And Kevin Owens gets in Roman Reigns' face. And I love this because this is consistent throughout the show. He's like, you talk about how much you care about your family, you treat them like crap. Well, Kevin Owens and Jey Uso beat the living shit out of each other tonight. They beat the brakes off of each other. Drew Nicholas says, the Reigns stuff is so good, I want a movie out of it. Like a new Godfather reboot with the Anoa'i crime family. It's so brilliant. Continue to be perplexed that this is... incredible storylines in WWE. He's heavily protected, Jeremy. They ain't letting him do any dumb shit. Thank God they didn't do The Fiend with him.
It's amazing what happens when you just let a guy win matches and you let him have a little bit of creative freedom on stuff and you surround him with the right people. It's really amazing what kind of stuff you can produce when that happens, when it's not overproduced by other people.
Who was that guy that always talked about accentuating the positives and hiding the negatives? I think that was Paul Heyman.
That's all he ever said in those ECW documentaries.
And it's wild how well that works when you don't make people do shit that's out of their depth.
Yes.
Like, hey, you know what? Lana ain't out there doing shooting star presses.
Look. We are not going to disrespect the GOAT, Lana,
I love
on this program. Okay.
I like Lana.
I will ban you.
I constantly say I've been enjoying her stuff because she doesn't do things that are out of her depth. She does things that she is good to really great at. And Roman Reigns is doing stuff that he is great to perfect at. This has been unbelievable. And they have made Jey Uso a perpetual SmackDown main eventer. And he's got the talent. He's delivering. He's playing like the he's disappointed that Roman's disappointed type of thing. And Drew Nicholas says, Reigns and Heyman's facials as they watch the second half were masterful. The little nuances make it so great. This is the best babyface Owens. By the way, your facials in the second half will be fantastic when you use BlueChew.com code Fightful. But Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman, they're rocking it, Jeremy.
I'm caught off guard by your facials there.
Yeah, thanks for the subtlety. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Hey, I like that Roman and Paul Heyman watch TV like normal people. That was a nice little twist there. The Owens and Jey Uso match was great. The finish, it worked. I was very worried about the finish. I didn't like the finishes. I mean, the schoolboy, they had what, four matches, two schoolboys, a count out, and a disqualification. Like, if you look at that, not a great list of finishes on the night. But for this, it certainly worked. I could have even lived with Owens going over, and that way you have reason. One, it gets Owens the clean victory.
Yes.
Two, you have more disappointment in Roman or in Jey from Roman of, like, you didn't beat this man. But Jey was trying to prove a point, so he got disqualified, and it backfired on him. So that disappointment can still be there. Kevin Owens post-match promo, once he got everything back on Uso and laid him out, tremendous, tremendous stuff. This is the best Kevin Owens we've seen in a very long time. They are just letting him be fiery family man, babyface Kevin Owens, and it's awesome.
Cyclops is better than Wolverine, says Roman is the only person that let watch TV normal.
Yeah.
Again, this stuff goes a long way. August 3 says, Jey Uso did a piss poor job dishing out respect as he never went after Corbin. I would love to see him beat Corbin's ass.
Thank God he saved us from Otis and Corbin, though. Much respect to Jey Uso for that.
Again, this psychology of Sami Zayn is a heel and Jey Uso is a heel. Come on, man. Come on. Yeah, I missed that. But he laid an ass whooping on Otis. So I get the feeling Otis is going to be coming for him soon. I'm with you. Owens should have won this, especially if he's going towards something with Roman Reigns. Give him the clean win. Jey Uso is not going to be hurt by this. In fact, Jey Uso should have came at him with the chair after he got beat, and then Owens just turns the tables. And Owens beat the crap out of Jey with that chair, hit him with a couple stunners, and I just loved everything about what Owens did afterwards. He looked at the camera, and he's like, if you got something to say to me, say it to me. I'm not scared of you. I'm the head of the table. Then he grabs the office chair, puts it at the head of the announce table, and pounds on it. That ruled.
Yeah, this was great. And then Roman and Heyman staring backstage at him, just with complete look of disrespect on their faces. Like, how dare this man talk to me like this? Just great stuff by all three of these men. I guess four, if you want to throw in Heyman, but just tremendous, tremendous stuff. I love the ending to this show. Absolutely loved it.
Here we are, 38 minutes in, and that's SmackDown. Needless to say, they've shaved a few minutes off our review time with these shows lately, and you know what?
Wait, you don't want to talk about the 20-minute Undertaker video package?
Oh, let me tell you. They could have shaved a few minutes off the show with that. And they can shave plenty of pubes off their ding-dong when they use manscaped.com and use that code FIGHTFUL. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. The Perfect Package 3.0 from Manscaped. The best in men's below-the-belt grooming. They offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Keep you ready for a decade of destruction. Three decades of destruction, by God. We got everything that you need here at Fightful. The revolutionary company Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology. You know what that means? It means you're not going to pull let's see what it is. We'll say fully loaded 99 to keep in theme with the Undertaker. You're not going to pull a fully loaded 99 on your ball sack. You're not going to be cut wide open. No first blood match with your ball and wiener. Balls and wiener. I mean, if you got one ball, I mean, it works as well.
If you only have one ball, let's say you lose your right nut. Is your left nut still?
I've watched Saving Silverman. I'm very aware.
Is that Saving Silverman? I was going Ready to Rumble reference right there.
Oh my God.
That's a Ready to Rumble reference.
My God.
The GOAT movie.
The Perfect Package 3.0 has everything you need. Should I bust out the merchandise? I'm not talking about that, my friends. Don't worry. But hey, how about this crop reviver? How about this crop preserver? You want your balls to smell good, don't you? Nobody wants to deal with a funky sack. 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. Well, you know what? They got you covered because they've got nose hair trimmers as well. They've got Lawnmower 3.0 trimmers. They've got, like I said, all the wonderful, wonderful potions for your nuts. They even got ball toner. Ball toner? Ball toner. The performance package is the best value that Manscaped has to offer, and it's hot off the shelves. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FIGHTFUL at Manscaped. Do it. Fightful.com. Or actually, Manscaped.com code FIGHTFUL. I get so excited to sell you guys stuff to make your wieners better.
Take care of your dick.
I mean, Fightful. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
You should. Who doesn't want a nice dick?
So help me, guys. If any of your significant others tweet me and say, you know what? My boyfriend, my husband, is dealing with a funky sack, and therefore I have to. I'm going to yell at you. So you need to order this just to keep me from yelling at you.
Oh. You don't want your significant others tweeting Sean Ross Sapp.
I have people's significant others who watch this show, and they'll message me for birthday gift ideas from them. Like, that has happened a half a dozen times.
You tell them dick pills and ball trimmers?
No, actually, some of them ask me, they're like, hey, what figures should I get? Hey, should I get a cameo from this wrestler? Are they any good? Like, this has happened like a half a dozen times.
You should get a Gilbert cameo. He crushed it.
Poor
by the way,
guy had a heart
Gilbert.
Attack.
Yes. Yes.
Heal up very, soon, by
very
the way.
Very unfortunate.
Throwback but. 27 says, do you think when guy things are said and done with Heyman that Roman, not Punk or Lesnar, will be the best role he's had as a sidekick? It's been really good. He's not verbalizing that much, though. I think he'll be most remembered for Lesnar.
Yeah, he definitely will.
But, I mean, the stuff with Roman has been fantastic.
I think most people will remember Michael McGillicuddy as a...
Oh, goddamn. Trevor Elsa, speaking of Krylov fan, we need more SRS Fair stories. So, a follow-up. Follow-up from last week, by the way.
Are you going to tell the best part? Because I learned the best part of the story.
Yes. Okay. So Nikita Krylov fan hits up Jeremy and Queen Hannah about the fight. And Nikita Krylov fan will let everybody know I did not abandon him. Had to do what I had to do.
Sources confirm that you did abandon him.
I'll have him on video. But after this, the guy that I think it was the guy that I beat up, not the guy he flipped the cap at.
Yeah.
Refer to last week's story. And apologize for the tender language, guys, but the guy walks away from my friend, whose name is Corey Cropper, and he goes, Corey Cropper, suck my dick.
He did the crotch chop, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did a crotch chop.
Yeah, he did the crotch. Suck it.
So here's the thing. Queen Hannah says, he said you forgot to tell the best part and was mad that you didn't tell it. So, guys, this might come as a surprise to you, but I was no longer there when that was said.
Why? Why weren't you there, Sean?
Because
you
I
abandoned
didn't want
him.
To get arrested.
Because you abandoned him.
Yes.
Because you called your grandma and said, get me out of here, grandma.
The legend getaway driver, Dave Chappelle in Blue Streak, has nothing on my grandma. Gone in 60 seconds, my grandma, the red Ford Escort station wagon, picking me up on the spot outside of Rip's Farm Center. That's what I'm talking about. She was there. Somebody says, oh, We've got four names Deegan in here. Sarah, Jane, Sadie Deegan saying, did Nana Ross Sapp have to hear this horrifying language? Also, fun fact. When I was a child, my grandmother was a little bit more liberal with the cursing. And I remember vividly one time I said, can I say a curse word? And she says, you can say one. And I said, shit hell damn bitch. And to milk it for all it's worth. Queen Anne said his favorite part was the people trolling you. I'm sick of all you people. All you ungrateful people. I give you guys the best wrestling news. Not only am I just fishing around for scoops, I'm sitting there bugging these wrestlers on a daily basis. How do you all feel about this? How do you feel about this that doesn't have anything to do with you? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about this? And the disrespect I get from my own chat.
Do you know why you keep, like, let's have a therapy session here, Sean. Do you know why you keep, like, bugging these wrestlers and asking them about, you know, stuff that they don't have any
because I have abandonment issues?
Yeah. Is you're trying to make up for abandoning your friend at the fair. That is why you keep bugging these wrestlers.
Man, this is obscene. I got people asking me to tell the Alehouse Brawl story. I don't know if I'll do that. Oh, man, that one was a wild one. But damn, maybe next week if the super chats are up. If the super chats are up, I might make this a recurring skit. I'm just offended that all you people can't even be bothered to click the thumbs up on this. The butter disregard people have to SRS, Trevor L. says.
You can't read. It says butter disrespect.
The butter disrespect.
Yeah. Learn to read. Reading is your friend.
Jeremy, what do you got going on?
I don't know. We're playing video games tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Joel Pearl, who will be banned at the end of this year. We're going to be playing. I don't know what we're playing. SmackDown vs. Raw, probably. Joseph is going to be there. Joseph Holbert is going to be there to crack a bunch of jokes. And yeah, ask us questions about our Luther interview. This is the big, now we are such big stars, Sean. We do the distraction and then we do a post show to talk about the distraction.
Where do you all do a post show? On his channel?
On our Twitch. We're starting a Twitch pretty soon. Yeah. We're going to start doing a post show on Twitch.
Oh my God. Abused. Abuse of power. Abuse of power. Cyclops says, SRS needs to watch Band of Brothers. I feel like I have.
Clearly haven't because you abandoned your brothers.
I feel like I have. Oh, no, I haven't watched that shit.
Click the next one. Click the next one.
What is... Oh, come on.
I can do it.
What is this? What is this? Jeremy is a better friend. Give him a raise. You know what? I'm going to do a post show of my own. Stay tuned, guys, because I've got a plan. I've got a post show of my own plan, and you guys are going to be shocked at where it ends up. I'm sick of this trash. I am so over all this. We got old Four Names Deegan. Where's she at? She sent something. I saw her. I saw her talking that trash. Couldn't even remember how many Quizlemania championships I had won. She said you were Dr. Filling me. Well, you know what? Cash me outside. How about that? Nerd Guru says, thoughts on the Brian Alvarez Reigns comment? It's not something I would have said. I'll say that much, and I'll leave it there. And
I can't catch you outside. You're in your grandma's car running, trying to get back inside.
It doesn't go that fast. It's a Ford Escort station wagon, 1997, I think. Hot diggity dog. Guys, I've got interviews coming out next week. I got one. I got Alex Rossia on Monday. It's been in the can for a while. Very excited for you guys to see it. We've got more articles from the Kenny Omega interview. Jeremy talked to the original Death Dealer. Carlos Easy says, Sean confused the show with Abandoned Brothers. Like I said, stay tuned for that post show, guys. It's coming. It's coming.
Wow, and just ripping off another idea from us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll see. Until next time, guys. We're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.